Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ-FM. I'm Simon James in Port Townsend, Washington, bringing you the local news for the 12th of May, 2022. The weather feels like a distinct shift today from the fairly pleasant cycle of high clouds and breezy warm sunbreaks we saw through the first half of the week, doesn't it? This morning brought strong winds in excess of 20 miles per hour, scattered rain showers, dark clouds, and lower temperatures. This mini storm system should start to dissipate this afternoon, and by the evening, the wind will shift to south-southeast, returning us to a partly cloudy day tomorrow with a high of 55 degrees. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina M. Raimondo announced on Tuesday that the department's Economic Development Administration is awarding a $7 million grant to the Port of Port Townsend to fund the replacement of the Point Hudson breakwaters. According to the EDA, this project will restore storm-damaged maritime infrastructure needed to develop the economic resilience of the region to the potential impacts of future disaster. This EDA investment will be matched with $7 million in local investment and is expected to create 24 jobs, retain 150 jobs, and generate $6 million in private investment, according to grantee estimates. KPTZ News will continue tracking these key details of the story as the plan and project timetable actually take shape. According to Senator Maria Cantwell, the Point Hudson Marina is integral to the community of Port Townsend. This $7 million grant to replace the Point Hudson breakwaters will help protect the marina from sea level rise and more frequent extreme weather events. Congressional Representative Derek Kilmer added that, "Across our region, ports are critical economic engines and job creators. Over the course of its lifetime, and especially during recent storms, the infrastructure that has protected Point Hudson has started to degrade, threatening the marina's viability. He says that's why he has been pushing for federal investments to help fix the infrastructure at Point Hudson while ensuring that the cost doesn't fall on the backs of Jefferson County taxpayers." Kilmer says, "I'm thrilled that Secretary Raimondo and the Biden administration have announced this important federal investment in Port Townsend, which will help ensure our region can continue to create jobs and economic opportunity." For the past 2 years, advocates from the Housing Solutions Network have worked to provide humane, safe, and decent transitional housing in Jefferson County. Part of this work has been recommending updates to the county's ordinance that governs tiny shelter villages, including Peter's Place. The Jefferson County Planning Commission is now scheduled to vote on the Temporary Housing Facilities Ordinance on Thursday, May 26th. The vote was originally set for May 18th, but has been moved back. Advocates are calling for the ordinance to be passed as it was originally drafted by the Planning Commission. Local citizens can find the latest draft of the ordinance in today's broadcast at kptz.org under the News tab for May 12th and clicking the link. Letters of support for the ordinance as it is written can be sent to the Planning Commissioners and Board of County Commissioners. There is also an opportunity to sign a joint letter in support. Reach out by Monday, May 16th to learn more or sign the joint letter. Email contacts for these letters are also provided in the transcript to this broadcast. In the months of April and May, Wall Street banks and insurance companies hold their annual shareholders meetings, which is why this Friday, May 13th, you might see protesters and signs at the Chase Bank in Port Townsend. Local protest group Artful Action will include giant art posters and banners drawing attention to Chase's continued funding of fossil fuel expansion and undermining indigenous rights. These protests are being held in conjunction with others around the world and in solidarity with those fighting fossil fuel projects that pollute the air and water in their communities. Jefferson County Public Health reported 29 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic to 3,651. There are currently 136 cases in active isolation, and the case rate is 584 per 100,000. Jefferson County is in the high-risk category for transmission of the virus. Please wear a mask in public indoor settings whenever possible. That's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon James. Thanks for listening and have a great day.